This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says March 5 polls to be held in mountainous districts as scheduled. Over 15.7 million ballot papers printed for upcoming House election. Election Commission directs candidates to submit manifestos to election officers. World Radio Day being observed today. And BNP heads towards majority in Bangladesh landmark general election. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has reaffirmed that the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5 will be held as planned, including in mountainous and hilly districts. During visits to Solukhumbu and Bhojpur districts yesterday, the Prime Minister reviewed election preparations, security arrangements and geographical challenges. She stated that there is no situation warranting a postponement of the polls and emphasized that conducting the election on the scheduled date is essential to end political instability. Addressing officials and locals in Namche and Salleri of Solukhumbu, Prime Minister Karki directed authorities to ensure that voters can cast their ballots in a fearless, peaceful and impartial environment. She instructed security agencies to make special arrangements for remote polling stations and to mobilize additional forces if necessary. The Prime Minister is continuing visits to mountainous districts in the Eastern Rizer to monitor preparations. She reiterated that ensuring citizens' voting rights in all regions, including remote mountainous areas, is the government's constitutional responsibility. The Election Commission has completed printing ballot papers for 124 electoral constituencies in 58 districts ahead of the House election. According to the Commission, a total of 15,778,000 ballot papers have been printed so far. Printing is being carried out at the Janak Education Materials Centre in Sanotimi, with around 1.3 to 1.5 million ballot papers produced daily. So far, 14,341 boxes of ballot papers have been packed and approximately 1,000 boxes are being packed each day. The Commission has transported ballot papers to 12 constituencies in 10 districts of Karnali province. For the proportional representation system, 20,830,000 ballot papers have been printed, packed and prepared for transportation. In a related development, the Election Commission has called on all the first-past-the-post candidates to make their election manifestos public and submit a copy to the respective election officer's office by February 15 in line with the Election Code of Conduct. Election officers across the country have been instructed to maintain records of the submitted manifestos and report the details to the Commission. Political parties have also been urged to unveil their manifestos by the same deadline. World Radio Day is being observed across the globe today with various awareness programs highlighting the role of radio in society. The day is being marked at the call of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, by broadcasting special programs focused on raising awareness about climate change and adaptation measures. The observance was proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO member states and later adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012, designating February 13 as World Radio Day. According to UNESCO, radio has entered its second century as one of the most reliable and widely used media platforms worldwide. Radio continues to support communities affected by climate disasters such as storms and floods by delivering fact-based information, amplifying public voices, and promoting dedicated programs. Mineral gas deposit of 80.70 billion cubic meters has been confirmed at Bhairabi Rural Municipality 1 of Tailik District. This is confirmed in the final exploration report submitted to the Government of Nepal by the Chinese company China Geological Survey. Spokesperson at the Department of Mines and Geology Dharmaraj Khadga stated that the storage data was released after a comprehensive study by the Chinese team. In the preliminary report made public earlier, it was estimated that there could be 1.12 billion cubic meters of natural gas in the area. He said further testing and final study have proved larger quantity of gas than previously estimated. The department has stated even if storage is confirmed, the actual information about its commercial production and extraction capacity will only be obtained after well testing. President Ramchandra Podel has prorogued the current session of the National Assembly to be effective from midnight on the 13th of February today. President Podel prorogued the session of the National Assembly, the upper house of the Federal Parliament, on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers on February the 9th. The current session of the National Assembly was convened on January 18th. The Indian government has handed over 223 vehicles to Nepal as an assistance for the upcoming election to the House of Representatives scheduled for March 5th. Indian Ambassador to Nepal Naveen Srivastav handed over the vehicles to Home Minister Om Prakash Arial amidst a function at the Home Ministry yesterday. Joint Secretary and Spokesperson of the Home Ministry Anand Kafle informed that India had earlier gifted 61 vehicles in the first phase and 254 in the second phase. The Indian government has also assisted 50 more vehicles for the Nepali Army. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has urged the pig farmers to take high precautions in view of the increased risk for African swine fever in pigs. The ministry said as no vaccine is available as of now against the disease, the farmers have been urged to take biosafety measures in the pig farms. The virus was first detected 3 years ago in Nepal. The Nepal police brought 10 fugitives back home who were hiding abroad after being accused of different charges in the country. Spokesperson of Nepal Police and Deputy Inspector General DIG Abhinarayan Kafle said that 10 people were brought back to Nepal from different countries for legal actions with the help of Interpol. DIG Kafle stated that the red notices were issued by the Interpol against 8 and diffusion notices against 2 other fugitives. Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting PSB Nepal Dr. Mahendra Bista said despite the growth of media outlets, a state news agency like Rashtriya Samachar Samiti remains indispensable amid weak quality and financial sustainability. Speaking at an interaction program with service recipients organized at the central office of the agency in Kathmandu yesterday marking the eve of the 65th anniversary of the agency, Dr. Bista suggested that the news agency should also expand its outreach at the international level. On the occasion, executive chairperson of the agency Dharmendra Jha stated that since RSS is the national news agency, it would take the suggestions positively and implement within the limits of available resources. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Early vote counts in Bangladesh indicate that the Bangladesh Nationalist Party or BNP is heading towards victory in the country's landmark general election, the first since last year's mass uprising. According to BBC, the preliminary result reflects the BNP led by Tariq Rahman is set to secure a majority in parliament. However, the Bangladesh Election Commission has not yet released official final results. An announcement is expected today. The election marks a major political turning point for Bangladesh as it is the first national vote since widespread student-led protest in 2024 forced then-Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to flee the country. As many as 1,400 people were killed during the uprising. Hasina has been accused of directly ordering a violent crackdown on protesters, allegations she denies. Voters were electing members of the 350-seat parliament, which includes 300 directly elected lawmakers and 50 seats reserved for women. Voting took place in 299 constituencies following the death of one candidate. Now a sports update. Nepal lost the match to Italy by 10 wickets in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup yesterday in the Wankhede Stadium of Mumbai. Italy chased the target of 124 runs in 12.4 overs without losing any wickets, making its first victory in the tournament. Opted to bat first, Nepal was packed up in 19.3 overs, scoring 123 runs. Now Nepal will compete against West Indies on Sunday. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that hazy conditions will occur in a few places of the Tarai region today. The weather will be generally cloudy in Lumini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the parts of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says March 5 polls to be held in mountainous districts as scheduled. Over 15.7 million ballot papers printed for upcoming House election. Election Commission directs candidates to submit manifestos to election offices. World Radio Day being observed today. And BNP heads towards majority in Bangladesh landmark general election. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.